Almost 15 years after Zuma was first charged for corruption, the trial began at the Pietermaritzburg High Court in his home province of KwaZulu-Natal. State prosecutor Advocate Billy Downer read a list of up to 16 charges that include fraud, corruption, racketeering, and money laundering. The state argues that Zuma, who is being tried alongside Talis, solicited and received bribes as kickbacks from the massive arms contracts. As he has done through the case, Zuma rejected the charges.
Yes, I heard them. I plead not guilty.
Talis also pleaded not guilty, saying there was no evidence that it was involved in any of the charges. Zuma has told the court that he wants Downer taken off the case. Zuma's lawyer, Dalimpofu, told the court that the prosecutor is in the group of those who think it's okay to allow state intelligence and political influence to interfere with his case. Mpofu pointed out that Zuma believed there was evidence of political interference in the case that Downer is ignoring.
The accused is of the strong view that his right to a fair trial is what is at stake. In truth, the current charges are as a result of Mr. Downer S.'s active participation in the political campaigns of a political party that is hostile towards me, in this case, the DA.
Zuma declined to give reasons for rejecting the charges, saying this will come at a later stage. Legal expert Tumi Musinyane says there is nothing wrong with playing his cards close to his chest.
It means that the president has an option to remain silent and let the state give all the evidence before it and later challenge that evidence. So there's nothing wrong with him saying that at this moment, I reserve my right not to divulge my defense, because that defense will only come relevant when he takes the stand to present his side of the story.
The trial has revealed serious divisions within the ruling African National Congress. Several senior ANC members attended the trial in support of the former president, despite party position that it will not align itself with members facing corruption charges. Zuma staunch supporter, also the spokesperson of the party's Veterans League, Kalinias, was among those who were in attendance.
There is an overwhelming support and continuing support for President Zuma, and an outrage by many of us against what we consider to be a politically motivated and politically manipulated case.
Hundreds of ANC supporters were at the scene singing songs and chanting slogans in support of Zuma. The trial has been postponed to July 19th, so the state has time to study the voluminous papers filed by Zuma in his effort to have Downer removed. Tuso Kumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.